It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, The Red Couch, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Prues.
Good evening, Fairbanks. This is Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues. We look at what's happening in Fairbanks, the food that's out there, things we want to cook, restaurants we want to try, the holidays that are coming up. In the studio with me, I have my very close friend, Rob Hicks. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, David?
Doing well. Now, we're looking at Thanksgiving in a few days. Traditionally, that is turkey. But since you had a birthday yesterday, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you ever think you'd make it this far?
I didn't think I'd ever see 60, that's for sure.
And yesterday you saw 60.
Yesterday I saw 60.
And because it's your birthday and you're such a good friend, I went out and I got you a wonderful prime rib, and I cooked you a prime rib dinner. And what we're going to talk about today is the alternative to turkey, the prime rib, and how we did it. Did you enjoy last night's food?
It was wonderful. Absolutely.
And I sent you the recipe, what I did, the procedures.
Yep.
What did you think?
It was pretty interesting. I've never seen it done that way, that's for sure. With the topping on the meat before you cooked it and all that, I'm sure you're going to tell everybody all about that. But it not only was it delicious, but the presentation was so aesthetically pleasing. I got it on my phone. I sent it to my daughter. She's been oohing aahing over it all day.
Well, we're going to bring Fairbanks through that. And the first thing you have to do is determine how big of a piece of prime rib you want. Now, I went over to Fred Meyer's, and I talked with the butcher there, and they get these wonderful prime ribs in three different grades. You got your prime, you got your Angus, and you got your choice. And if you look at all the beef there that's waiting for you in their cubicles, that is choice. Or if you look at what they have glass that they can serve you, that's prime or Angus, different prices. So I looked at how many people I was having over, and we were having about 7 or 8. So I got an 8-pound prime rib, ordered an 8-pound prime rib, because I wanted to have some leftovers making slider sandwiches, which we'll hit here that you also had this afternoon.
Yes, I did.
So we will hit that. But what I did, Fairbanks, was you can go to a place like Fred Meyer's, Safeway, a place like that. And you can order the size you want. Now, it can come with the bone or without the bone. I got mine without the bone. I ordered an 8-pound prime rib. When I got it, I ordered the Angus cut, which is the middle one. It's very good. Choice is good. Angus is good. Prime is off the top. And I ordered an 8-pound Angus cut. And when I got it, it was 7.62 pounds. So about as close as, it's going to get that we could do. So with that, you have to decide how you're going to cook. Now, Rob, we have a lot of implements of cooking outside. And so I thought, let's keep it simple, David. Let's keep it simple. I'm going to go triple D, dumb it down for David. And there was this recipe I used to do some years ago. I haven't done it in about 3 or 4 years that I thought I'd just bring back and revive. And it's cooking it in your oven. So first of all, you have to go get the prime rib, and over if you're tomorrow, it's a Saturday night show here, tomorrow or Monday, you can go over to Fred Meyer's or Safeway and order a prime rib. They can cut it for you then, or I gave them a few days, and they, as I said, I'd be there Tuesday at 2 o'clock to pick it up, and at Tuesday at 2:15, I was there, and my prime rib was ready to go. So the first thing you got to look at is, how am I going to get this prime rib? How am I going to cook it and everything like that? So it was a lot of fun. So what I did was I said, okay, I'm going to cook this in a broiler pan, in a rack, and I'm going to have liquid in the bottom, and I'm going to tent it. So I'm going to have both the steam of the liquid cooking it and baking it. I wanted to cook two ways, by steam and by baking it. So the first thing I did is, okay, how am I gonna spice this? And what I did was I love Liam Perrins, and I pulled it out of the refrigerator at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna bring it to room temperature, or as much as I could. From there, I was going to have a 7 to 7. I was going to have about a 7 o'clock, 7:15 serving time. So I figured about 2.5 hours cooking time, and it took 2 hours and 40 minutes. So I was fairly precise on that. And what I did is when I took the plastic wrap off the prime rib, just let it sit there for a couple hours, and then starting about 2 o'clock, I gave the first layer of spicing on it, which was Lian Parents, a Worcestershire sauce on it.
Love it.
Let it sit for about 15 minutes. Then I put layers of seasoning on it. The first layer was salt, just coarse sea salt that I ground. The next layer was granulated garlic over the whole thing. And then the final layer was Executive Chef. Yeah, that you can buy at any store. The Executive Chef seasoning went very well. And I let it sit there for about an hour, hour and a half, resting, letting it absorb in. Then I got out more Lian Parents. And I wasn't, this time, you know, I had a good base coat of Lian Parents and a base coat of spices on it. So I wasn't trying to, you know, just cake this thing up with spices. But I did is I put just a little bit of Lian Parents on it, again, just on the top, so it was not running over the sides. Then I put just a little bit more of a layer of, you know, a slight layer of the three seasonings again of salt, granulated garlic, Executive Chef, and I let it sit there. And then about a half hour prior to putting in the oven, I put just a little bit more Lian Parents on top. You're creating this a small, thin crust, so to speak. So I'm cooking this in a broiler pan. So I got a bottle of red wine, you know, $20 bottle of French red wine, and put that in there, and water. So when I put the prime rib in the broiler pan, it was in the water by about a quarter inch. Excuse me. It was in the liquid by about a quarter inch.
Because it was in a rack.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure.
I had it on a rack. Right. But before I did that, I took the whole top and I covered it with butter. It was just regular butter, salted butter, cooking butter, and, you know, press it on top, a nice covering on it. And then on top of that, I took Herbes de Provence. And I put a very good helping of Herbes de Provence on top of the butter. Put that in the rack. Put that in the rack in the broiler pan. And then I took the broiler pan and I covered it with aluminum foil. That way I would get a somewhat of a seal and I'd get my steam also cooking. So I put the temperature at 500 degrees baking it. Baked it at 500 degrees, had a temperature, had a thermometer, had that in there so I could monitor the temperature. I started out cooking it. The temperature of the 7.62-pound prime rib was 57.2 degrees, and I was going to bring it to 125 degrees when I'd pull it out of the oven. Put in the thermometer, put in the oven for 30 minutes, 500 degrees. Then I dropped it down to 175 degrees and just watch it climb up. And over the course of 2.5 hours, little by little by little by little by little, it came up. I didn't have to worry about it. But then I'm saying to myself, hold it now. Before I did that, I have to make an au jus. And I got the Executive Chef recipe. You can go Executive Chef Alaska, AK.com, and get a recipe for au jus. And what I did is I took 5 cups of water, 2 tablespoons of beef base, put that together, brought it to a boil. Then inside of that, I put in 2 tablespoons of granulated garlic, a little bit of pepper, and some celery seed. Let that rest for about 3 hours. And then when the prime rib came out, heated it up again. So we had a great au jus, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of fun with that. A lot of fun with that. So as the prime rib cooks, the butter melts and goes into and over the prime rib, and then it goes into the liquid, so which is cooking it back up, steaming it. You know, so you have the red wine, the water, and you have the butter going into there and steaming it. And little by little by little, it came up to 125 degrees. Pulled it out, put it on a nice wood board, cutting board, tented it with aluminum foil, and something like that, that big, you let it rest for about 15 minutes. Yeah. It went from, the temperature went from 125 degrees, I'd say, to about 129 to 130, right in there. It could have gone up to 134, 135, and it would have been wonderful. But I'd say 130 degrees. And it's what we call, you're getting your grade. You're getting your report card when you make that first cut. Now, we cut in the middle because you wanted the center cut. It was Absolutely. Your birthday. You wanted the center cut. You wanted the nice prime rib of the prime rib meat that's red that might even wiggle at you. But on the ends, it's more of a medium rare. So those people like that because we had people who wanted that last night, so we got that. And when I cut that and we all looked at it, all of a sudden I got an A. I got an A. My report card was an A. How tender was that?
Oh, you could have cut it with a fork easily. It was delicious, and it was just a beautiful red.
It wasn't it, though? It's just you're looking at that and you're saying, wow.
And the crust that you formed on the outside of it was, I mean, you could see it on the plate. It was really, really pretty. Yeah. I wish I could show you the pictures.
A very good presentation. And that's the fun part about what a person can do over Thanksgiving. You don't have to go turkey. You can go a prime rib. Now, you enjoy the grill and the smoker. And also, you can go a tri-tip. You're one of the best at tri-tip. And you do it on your Weber. This is your Weber grill.
Yep.
And you do it with charcoal or
combination with some kind of wood.
Yeah. But you want, when you're doing it there, you want to get that char. Yeah. You want to get that char because that gives a good taste. So I was looking at mine last night. I said, okay, I'm not going to have a char, but I have to have a crust because that gives you a different texture and it gives you a different a flavor profile too. And we were able to get that. We were able to get that.
Yes, we were. It, like I said, it really came out phenomenally. It's just wonderful.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break for commercials, and you're listening to Fairbanks Foodie. Rob Hicks, David Prusen here. We're talking about the Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday season, an alternative to turkey. We'll be back after these messages.
The Red Couch on 2nd Avenue, downtown Fairbanks' best-kept lunchtime secret, with fresh-made sandwiches, soups, and an incredible bakery featuring fresh-baked goodies every day. You gotta try their fish and chips with cod or their signature salmon fish and chips. That's right, salmon, with an unbelievable homemade tartar sauce. The only kind in Alaska. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they cater too. Make your next meal the Red Couch, downtown, and follow them on Facebook. It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember, with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio here with Rob Hicks. We're talking about alternatives to turkey, which basically means beef, and what to do and how to do it. Now, I talked about the first half of the show, how I did my prime rib last night, and just as shocked, you'd never seen it that way.
I've never seen it cooked that way before. It was wonderful.
Now, you cook the best tri-tip I've ever had.
I try.
So, start giving it up. How do you do it?
I like to marinate my tri-tip. Like you said, you bring it up to room temperature and kind of marinate it for usually a couple hours. And I like just, like you, I love laying parents. That Worcestershire sauce is just wonderful. And I like to use the Montreal seasoning. That's my favorite. That's my go-to. A lot of people up here like the executive chef. I'm a Montreal guy. But I like to, marinate it in there for a couple hours and, get it in there, get it real nice. And then when I get it on the grill, I get that grill super hot at first. I mean, let it get really, really going. So when that steak hits when the roast hits the grill, you can just hear it sizzle and it.
No, you have a hot zone, a very hot zone, and a cool zone?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, so and, one half of your grill has coals underneath it, the other half doesn't.
Exactly. And generally, when I smoke, I smoke the same way. I like to put a pan on the cold side so it catches all the drippings and it doesn't make a mess. But you get that thing good and hot, and then you kind of drift it over to the cooler zone, and then let it start. Give it a while, depending on how big your tri-tip. Tri-tips are usually what, 2 pounds, 2.5 maybe,
2.25 to yeah. 2.75.
So you're not cooking that thing more than 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, push it back over there on the hot side again, real quick, and char.
give it a second char.
There you go. And that's it, man. That's all I do.
So what you're doing is you're searing it to seal it. And how long does that take?
5 minutes. You just roll
about
it around.
3 minutes per side. Yeah. Then you put it over in the cool zone. It's over there for about 30 minutes. Yeah. And then you bring it back over and sear for about another minute or two.
Yeah, just to get it good and hot again.
Then while you're cooking it, do you put any liquids on it?
No, I generally don't. So
you've already had your moisture put in there right. From your marinade.
But if my spray bottle of apple juice is around, you never know. I can always get it on there because I love putting apple juice on everything.
Yeah.
But that would be the only thing I would do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you slice it, how do you slice it?
And once again, it's almost like the prime rib. The outer is going to be done a whole lot more. So generally, I go right to the middle and work my way out.
Okay. Against the grain.
Against the grains. And then, I like my meat more to the medium rare side.
Yeah.
But a lot of our friends, they're medium people. And that tri-tip's a great piece of meat for crowds that have different taste, because you can get some basically almost well done to the outside.
It's tapered at the end,
straight down to the right to the juicy goodness in the middle.
Yeah, it's tapered at the ends.
There's a lot of people that don't like a lot of that red juice.
Now you can with the tri-tip, you can have it as a steak or you can have it as a steak sandwich. Mm. Now, one time me and you were almost going to have it as a steak sandwich, but it was so good. We were just eating it cut by itself, and it never even got to the bread. We were just, we were like Cro-Magnon men.
That was funny. I remember that. We were sitting there at my counter, whatever you call that.
Kitchen counter,
and just that's as far as it made it.
Yeah, why bother doing anything else? It was sliced and right into our hands, and it was so good. Mm. It was so good, which... This afternoon, I gave you a sandwich.
Yeah, and that was delicious.
And what I did, Fairbanks, was I knew I was going to have with a prime rib that big, I knew I was going to have leftover prime rib. So I gave everyone here at the radio stations an email saying on Thursday, the day after Rob's 60th birthday, the day we taped the show, I was going to give everyone prime rib slider sandwiches. So, a slider is a small little sandwich. And what I do, the way I make my sliders, is I go get the Pillsbury
grands,
biscuits,
yeah.
Grands. And that's where I start. That's my bread. That's my bread. And I baked it at home and brought the bread over here. Then it was assembly. I had sauteed some onion. I had the horseradish. I had the provolone cheese. and I thin slice, very thin slice, the remainder of the prime rib.
Yeah.
And with that, I was able to make 12 sandwiches. And so, you know, I'd cut open the bread. I'd put on the horseradish. Then I'd put on the sautéed onion. Then I'd put on a pile of the thin-sliced prime rib. Then I'd put on half a piece of provolone cheese. Then I'd put on the top. And, you know, when you have an assembly line like that, making 12 sandwiches, it took maybe a total of 10 minutes. Go ahead.
The horseradish that you use. Now, I remember you saying you got fresh
handmade by Dr. D. Thornhill.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Animal House. She made the horseradish for me. Oh, yeah. I give her barbecue sauce. She gives me horseradish.
And that horseradish.
It's a fair trade. Man, she makes, and it's not too hot. It's just right.
Yep.
It's just right.
That way, it was delicious. It was good on the sandwich.
It was. And that was it. There was no mustard. There's no mayonnaise. You know, it just keep it simple and keep it good. And that prime rib, you know, the next day, cold. Mm. The horseradish, the cheese, the sautéed onion on the biscuit, that's all you needed.
Yeah.
And so I walked around here, gave, you know, Fairbanks, I work with some of the nicest people over here. They treat me well. This is not what I do for a living. They just treat me so well. So, bam, everyone got a prime rib sandwich, and boy, they were you could tell they really, really liked it a lot.
And if you do decide to go with the tri-tip route, buy two, maybe three, because you want some sandwiches of that too.
Exactly. More is best. Yes. Not more is less. More is best. Not more is less.
I remember back when Sam's was up here, you could get a pack of tri-tips. It was like six or seven.
Cryo pack, six of them in there. Oh. Yeah.
I wish that Costco would do that. That would be a nice little
The cryo pack, you know, boy. Six of them, and it was K-R-Y-O pack. That's how they, P-A-K.
And I swear it was like $4.49 a pound or something. It was, I mean, downright reasonable.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that again.
Well, wouldn't we all? Yeah. So what do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
We're going to go over to Doug and Linda's over at, what's the neighborhood
Riverview.
Called? Riverview.
Yeah.
And we're doing, I guess... From what I'm hearing, Doug's going to smoke up a turkey on his Traeger. Is that how that's going to go?
Well, we'll see how he does.
Yeah,
you know.
I'll have to get a hold of Linda, see if she wants us to bring something with us.
Getting a smoker up to temperature in this temperature can get a little bit hard at times. So you really got to be careful with that.
And you got to use a lot of charcoal.
Yeah, whereas getting your grill, you know, with charcoal. That's much easier. That is much easier.
Yeah, I remember I was trying that snake method this summer. I did a lot of smoking with it's a weird method how you line up your charcoals in the kettle, and it worked great until it got to be about 20 degrees, and then it was kind of uneven after that because it kind of works its way around the grill. So
you're cooking at a lower temperature.
Oh, a lot lower. Yeah.
Versus having it use indirect heat. In your kettle grill versus this direct heat where you're laying the meat on top of the fire, so to speak.
And now with winter being here for sure, it gets even harder.
There you go. Yeah, you know, and then when I was over at Fred Meyer's picking up the prime rib, they had these wonderful fillets, you know, the packages, you know, about a 5 to 6 pound tenderloin, beef tenderloin that you can make into filet mignon and stuff like that. And they had two prices on them. If you're not a Fred Club member, it's like $100. If you're a Fred Club member, it's like $65. And I was looking at that, I was going, wow. Yeah. So Fairbanks, you know, if you want a reason to give information to Fred Meyer's. Those prices right there was all you needed.
Yep.
Right there.
Yeah, they run some very, very good specials over there at Freddy's. I do like shopping over that store.
What are some, you know, just looking at other than turkey, what are some of the other styles of a meat protein have you had on Thanksgiving?
I, one year, that was years ago, but we did Cornish hens.
Okay.
And that was really good. And we, of course, we put them on the grill, you know, we did the whole thing, and that was something totally different that everybody really seemed to like.
Last year, I got bone-in, about an 8 pound of bone-in pork chop.
Ooh.
And smoked it. And boy, was that incredible. I mean, that was a wow moment. Mm. You know, we're very fortunate. We get to experiment with food, have good food, things like that. And, you know, we're not afraid to test to see how good we are, test the boundaries, eat each other's gruel even when it's bad. We can do that. Yeah. So, but that one I did last year, and you know, I got it at Costco, and I haven't seen them do that again. Hmm. You know, they have these, they're about, you know, 4 or 5 large pork chop bones in there, and I haven't seen them do that since.
I think they call that a crown roast, I believe.
Yeah.
Isn't that what that is? That's a southern thing New Year's.
The crown is with the chops, yeah.
The right, right, roast, with the bones sticking up, and that's a southern thing for you got to have pork and collard greens and black eyed peas for good luck on New Year's Day, and I've made that a few times. Absolutely.
Even that collard green stuff. I do. Oh, boy. Your southern roots come out. Delaware boy.
No, I actually learned that down in Georgia, of all places.
I know, southern boy, southern roots. Well, Fairbanks, we're going to end up our show here. Rob, did you like the prime rib?
The prime rib was phenomenal. And thank you very much for my birthday party. That was wonderful. It really was.
And Fairbanks, these are alternatives to turkey on Thanksgiving. And again, what you're going to need is roasting pan, bottle of wine for the liquid. You're going to need Lee and Perrins, salt, executive chef, granulated garlic, butter, herbs de Provence, some aluminum foil, 500 degrees for 30 minutes, temperature gauge in there, pull it at 125 degrees, and you're good to go. Fairbanks, you have a great Thanksgiving, and I will see you next week.
See you, everybody.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, The Red Couch, Quality Sales Food Service, and Govoris Fine Wine and Liquor.